God has spoken to you many times in many ways over many years, but seldom as directly as this. This time I speak to you as you. And that has occurred on only a handful of occasions in the whole of your history. Few humans have had the courage to hear me in this way, as themselves. And fewer still have shared with others what they have heard. Those few who have listened and shared have changed the world. Aesop, Confucius, Lao Tzu, Buddha, Mohammed, Moses, and Jesus were among them. So too, Hong Tzu, Aristotle, Huang Po, Sahara, Mahavira, Krishnamurti, also Paramahansa Yogananda, Ramana Maharshi, Kabir, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Thich Nhat Hanh, the Dalai Lama, Elizabeth Clinton. As well Sri Aurobindo, Mother Teresa, Meher Baba, Mahatma Gandhi, Khalil Gibran, Baha'u'llah, Ernest Holmes, Sai Baba, including Joan of Arc, Francis of Assisi, Joseph Smith, and more, others not mentioned here. This list could go on, yet relative to the total number of humans who have inhabited your planet, the number has been minuscule. These few have been my messengers, for all have brought forward the truth within their hearts as best they understood it, as purely as they knew how. And while they have each done so through imperfect filters, they have nonetheless brought to your awareness extraordinary wisdom, from which the whole human race has benefited. What is amazing is how similar their insights have been, offered at vastly different times and places, separated by legions and centuries. They might just as well have been speaking all at the same time, so tiny have been the variances between them, and so huge the commonalities. Now it is time to expand this list to include others, living today as my latest messengers.
We will speak with one voice.
Unless we do not.
Unless we do not.